I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Kathy Greenler Sexton. Kathy is the CEO and publisher of Subscription Insider, a company uniquely focused on the business of subscriptions, providing the industry news, best practice information, training, and research that subscription entrepreneurs, executives, and their teams need to support improved decision-making, skills, and profitability. Kathy has a reputation for injecting a great deal of energy and enthusiasm in everything she does. She's a recognized expert in digital subscription business models, market development, and corporate turnarounds, with deep experience in marketing strategy, brand development, M&A, and digital information products. Her resume includes Alta Vista Individual, Office.com, High Beam Research, SIIA, Zoom Info, Business and Legal Resources, and others, all experience she brings to her role at Subscription Insider. Kathy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you, David. I'm really happy to be here.
So I'm really curious to start off by talking about what prompted you to start developing recurring revenue in your business. And by recurring revenue, I'm defining it as money that comes in pretty consistently month after month from the same source, as opposed to a business, particularly if you think about a small service-based business, where you can get business by selling projects, you can get business by selling your time, which may fluctuate from month to month. But in order to get consistent revenue that seems to be fairly stable, that's a different model. So that's kind of how I'm defining recurring revenue. I'm curious to know what caused you to seek this model in the first place.
Well, Subscription Insiders is all about recurring revenue. We are the definition, and we cover the recurring revenue industry, if you will. So our primary line of revenue is recurring revenue in the form of a membership to our information portal. We are at the core an information company that covers the business of subscriptions. And so recurring revenue is how we make our money. We also have other lines of revenue through events and through sponsorships and other things to really maximize our revenue. But recurring revenue is our core line of revenue.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
About 5 years.
And were you?
I'd like to make that. We've been in business 4 years.
Okay. And were you specifically looking to develop the kind of business that had recurring revenue when you started this business?
Absolutely. I've been involved with subscriptions as well as other types of revenue for information companies for many years. And recurring revenue is an amazing model, because once you bring in a customer into your business, when they renew on that subscription or revenue, that customer is very profitable. So that's why it's become an almost $102 billion addressable market, with, I think, the number is up to 15 million businesses becoming and starting subscription businesses by 2020. It's a booming market, but it's been around for decades in the publishing industry with SaaS and other types of subscription models, and with a recent boom in subscription boxes. So, it's the profitability is really why you want to start a subscription business, and why I wanted to. Now, the other thing, which I knew I had the experience for to support all these subscription businesses, was that many, many companies who are starting and operating and trying to scale their subscription business fail on the details. They fail on operational details. They fail on acquiring the right customers, and they fail at renewing customers effectively, because a recurring business is not, as we have talked about, a pure transaction. You need to establish a relationship. There's a lot of details that many companies just fail on. And I knew that there was an opportunity, and I actually bought the assets of an existing company 4 years ago, and that's what turned into Subscription Insider that you see today.
Mm. So, you know, it's interesting that many of our listeners are small service businesses where relationships are really the key to success. Mm-hmm. So the fact that relationships are important for a subscription model sounds like it should be a good fit for a small service business.
Absolutely. A relationship is key to any subscription or membership business. It's one of the elements, but certainly not all the elements. I would encourage many of the solo entrepreneurs that are part of your listening audience, and the consultants and the service providers, to really understand what makes you unique in the market and to leverage that strength with the expertise and the in-depth, let's say, networking and relationships that they have. That's key to starting a recurring business, a subscription business.
So for those small service businesses like consultants, coaches, and maybe even professionals like attorneys or accountants, if they haven't started a subscription type business, where should they start?
Starting a business, let's say if you are a consultant or a lawyer, you really need to take a step back and understand yourself first and understand where your strengths are and what are the key things that you provide your customers. And using that, evaluate what could potentially be done on a subscription basis. Many consultants will use their knowledge in the form of a newsletter or setting up a community or mastermind type of coaching business. And other people will use their expertise in other ways, whether it's developing an app or developing a subscription box. But if you're a consultant, and I keyed in on more the information types of subscriptions or mastermind and coaching, just because of the profile that you mentioned of the people listening in this podcast. But anybody, people are making a lot of money launching these subscription recurring revenue types of products, and many of them I can think of fit into the profile that you just mentioned, David. They are lawyers. They are consultants. They are solo entrepreneurs, and they are very successfully launching these products. So it's very doable, but you need to be smart. You need to understand what your unique value proposition is in the market, and you need to understand what's going to be most useful to your target customer.
Kathy, is there a difference in how long it takes to get revenue in a subscription model versus a project-based model or a time-based billing model for somebody who sells services like a consultant?
There's a lot of dimensions to the question that you just asked, David. When you're selling a service or project, you understand with your client what you need to do. You do whatever you need to do, and you bill that client, and you get the money in. And that's a way oversimplification. But with a subscription business, there's
dynamics such as making sure you have the right tools and technology in place to be able to take the e-commerce orders, to manage the subscribers, and get everything set up correctly. So that takes time. If you take the building of your product out of the equation and just say, well, look, I can start selling my subscription today by snapping our fingers. You can start marketing your subscription today and then get money in tomorrow for that subscription. But there's so many other dynamics that you need to be aware of when you are managing that subscription. You need to be tracking, what not only the acquisition of that upfront and first subscription order. You need to understand and make sure that you're engaging that customer. You're always making sure that they are reminded of why they bought that subscription in the first place, so they are constantly engaged. And you need to make sure that when it comes time for their renewal, whether it's 1 month from now or 1 year from now, that they are going to renew. And, there's different ways of tracking that success that many companies use to understand how they are tracking and growing and being successful. So at the highest level, to answer your question, sure, you can get in revenue tomorrow for a subscription, but there's a lot of technology and other things that need to be put in place so you can start doing so.
Which I think touches on something you said earlier, which is that there's a lot to running a subscription business in terms of operations and other factors. And I wondered if we could talk a little bit about what some of those pitfalls are and what business owners should be careful to avoid and think really hard about as they're trying to build a subscription business.
David, there's a few things that are really key to running and operating a subscription business that I see with solo entrepreneurs, with small businesses that are scaling very, very quickly to even large Fortune 50 companies. The whole range of these types of companies are making similar mistakes. So what I'm about to say is not just for the solo entrepreneur building and scaling a subscription business. So first of all, when you look at the e-commerce market, I believe it's only about 6 to 8% of the total transactions are recurring. And that data is probably about a year old. So I would suspect it's higher now, just given the explosion of the recurring revenue industry. But the reason why I bring up this stat, David, is because the first thing many people will do is to research a technology platform that can support their business, and they will look for payment processing partners and other things without necessarily understanding if the companies that they're looking at have expertise in recurring revenue. And I can tell you for a fact that some of the most popular payment gateways do not have effective tools for managing recurring revenue. There are some that have amazing tools for managing recurring revenue. So job number one when you're getting into the recurring revenue business is to make sure that your technology partners really have experience and have the tools and team that understand recurring revenue, because otherwise you're just going to be hitting your head against the wall.
That's a great point. What else? What are the other pitfalls?
Okay, so that was number one. You can tell I'm just a little bit passionate about people making sure that they choose the right technology partner. And the second one is making sure, and this is another big mistake, is making sure when you're acquiring your customers that you are able to understand how profitable they are. And when I say this, I could teach a 10-hour course on this. So I'm really keeping this at a high level. But every customer that you acquire, perhaps you acquire a customer through an affiliate. Maybe it's through a referral. Maybe it's through your email list. Each customer source, you should be able to understand through the total lifetime of that subscriber how long they stayed with you. And typically what customers, what companies understand is affiliates typically will have a shorter lifetime value of the subscribers acquired through that marketing channel. And perhaps if you have a great email list or a newsletter, subscribers who are acquired through that source might have a higher lifetime value, as an example. And the reason why this is so important is one of the key differentiators of a subscription business is that it's recurring. And that is your greatest competitive differentiator versus just a pure transactional model, because you can take and tap into the profits from the first renewal or the second renewal if you know that on average you have 10 renewals for each subscriber that comes in the door. So you can spend more money profitably to get customers, to cut through the market noise, to do what you need to do to scale your business faster. But you need to do it extremely smartly and not waste money. And that means tracking your acquisition through the total lifetime value of that customer by acquisition source. Does that make sense, David?
Makes total sense to me, yes. Yeah, it's and I know that in particular, small service-based businesses aren't used to tracking these kinds of metrics.
Exactly. I work with a lot of our members and different people that I work with on a training basis to help them really understand. There's some really high level top level metrics like revenue per month that a solo entrepreneur would want to track, your average monthly subscribers, your revenue per subscriber. I mentioned the lifetime value of that subscriber and your renewal rates. When you are in the subscription business, those five metrics, you're going to be living and breathing each and every day. And even if you're doing it at a very simplistic level, that's a great place to start because many people are not even there. So it's something that if you are somewhat Excel phobic and numbers phobic, you will need to get beyond that, but it's absolutely doable. And tracking those numbers and really digging into to metrics is part of what running a recurring revenue business is all about.
Also, knowing what the key performance indicators in your dashboard are for any business, yep, is what is going to drive financial success.
Absolutely. It's running and looking at a dashboard for any business is not unique. The types of metrics that you are tracking and the level of those of detail that you can dive into might be unique for the subscription business versus a pure e-commerce, as I just mentioned.
Right. Okay. So technology partners, understanding profitability. What else? What else is really critical to making sure that you do it right?
Well, from another operational standpoint, it's your renewal. Many people, when they're starting a subscription business, think getting their customers in the door is the success to a is the key success metric for driving growth in their business. What they fail to understand is if the people are leaving their subscription, this is known as churn, that's eating into their profitability. So churn, whether it's voluntary churn, people have no longer need for your product, or it's involuntary churn, which is the credit card that they use no longer works for whatever reason, you're not able to renew that customer. And there's so many things that companies can do, little things from how the credit card statement looks, to the welcome message strategy, to your outreach. Little things like that can have major, major impact on the renewal rate. And many people who are new to subscriptions do not pay enough attention to those details, and they are leaving money on the table, David.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. So if you're getting into the subscription business, you'll start now thinking about all these details from, as soon as that customer starts a relationship with you, that's the time when they are most excited about your product and your service. How can you keep that going? You want to make sure that welcome message or welcome message series of emails or video can really keep them engaged. Whatever you're selling, let's say if it's a information product, you want to make sure that they can use that product and they are using that product. You want to make sure that when they're looking at their credit card statements, that there's information that makes it very clear who that charge is from. You want to make sure that they can reach you clearly and effectively. So there's many, many things that you can do that will increase your renewal rates, and a small bump in renewal rate really can impact your revenue quite substantially.
Those are great tips. And Kathy, we started off by talking about your own business and why you started a Subscription Insider. And I'm clearly you're an expert on recurring revenue models for all kinds of businesses. And in addition, you run one. Mm-hmm. What has this model done for you personally? How do you benefit from it? And how do you feel about the kind of business that you run?
I absolutely love running Subscription Insider. It feeds my need to make a difference to others who are running and operating their own businesses. So the fact that we are covering news, we pull together how-to information, we have research, all of that type of information helps others. And that's what I feed off of personally. 4 years ago, I was at a crossroads, really trying to decide what I wanted to do when I grew up. And that was fed, David, by a really life-changing event for me. I had actually been hit by a taxi cab in New York City and had a concussion, and happy to say that I lived to tell a tale another day. And when you go through something like that, it really forces you to think about what you want to do and what you want to achieve in your life and what's important. And I really felt that taking my experiences of growing other businesses, subscription businesses, and turning them around, and also my work at an industry association that I led for publishers and information companies, I really enjoyed helping them get through a lot of changing market dynamics and things like that. So when I was really thinking through what I wanted to do next, I wanted to do something where I created value for myself, for my family, and to grow something that I thought would be really beneficial for others who are not dissimilar to myself, who are trying to scale their own businesses.
Wow. Well, Kathy, congratulations on your decision and clearly the kind of success that you've achieved with Subscription Insider. And I know from my work and from what I hear from my audience that this is the kind of information that entrepreneurs really need today. So I think you've really touched a nerve.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's great feedback. And that's what I feed on. And that's why I get up every morning.
Sounds great. Well, Kathy, I wanted to actually turn the conversation to somebody else and ask you, whom do you know personally who has been successful at smashing plateaus?
That's a hard question because I actually know a few people that I absolutely respect and think they have done some pretty amazing things in different ways. I can think of the person that I'm going to suggest as a person for you in the audience to look at is a woman named Jamie Stewart Wolf. And she's not your typical profile in terms of a business person with a groundbreaking new product. She is a woman who she's an author. She writes for actually a religious newspaper. She's written books on adoption and Catholicism. She's the mother of 8 children. You heard that right. 8 children while raising a family and writing books and holding a full-time job and doing that column that I mentioned on the side. She is an amazing woman who somehow gets it all done. And when you talk about smashing the plateau, this is a woman who has figured out what's important to her and figured out how to get it all done. And as a solopreneur myself, and I look for examples of people who smash their own plateau to achieve their life's goals. She's one example of that I would recommend people look at.
Wow. Sounds like a great example. And Kathy, what can we look forward to in the near future from you? What's coming up?
I am super excited to tell you, David, about the launch of an online training course called Starting Subscriptions. And it really fits into what my goal with Subscription Insider is, which is to help people run and operate more profitable subscription and recurring revenue businesses. And how I'm doing it with this online training course is I've broken down all the information that somebody needs when they're starting a subscription business, the information that they need so that they will understand the 7 key things of running and operating that business so that they're not blindsided by something related, as we mentioned, acquisition, renewals. We touch on legal issues, financing. There's a lot of different elements that we go in. So it's the A to Z on starting a subscription business. So I'm really, really excited about this. We are going into beta actually before this podcast airs, and then we'll be market launching shortly after that. So I'm very excited to announce that.
Sounds great. So Kathy, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you and find out about this program?
I suggest everybody go to subscriptioninsider.com. You can find us at Twitter at SubInsider. And you can follow me if you go to LinkedIn and type in Kathy Greenler Sexton. You can certainly find me there. And by all means, I'd welcome anybody to reach out or have any questions just to reach me there.
Sounds great. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been Kathy Greenler Sexton, CEO and publisher of Subscription Insider. Thank you again, Kathy, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.